Good morning, 8:12 here on KGGF. Right now in Coffeeville, 35 degrees? I don't believe this for a minute. It seems like it's warmer than that. I don't know. Holly Miner, you were outside more recently than I have been, but how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Oh, good to have you on here. And you are the health, food safety, and nutrition agent for the Wildcat District. So, from Independence is what you said. So, how's the traffic today for Neowalla? Is it getting busier downtown? I saw they had been setting up some of those food stands and everything.
There's a lot of stuff going on right now, and it's pretty cool seeing everything going on and watching all that take place. So yeah,
absolutely. So you have a Master Food Volunteer Program you want to talk about today, right?
I do have a Master Food Volunteer Program. This is a training program that is offered to people who love to cook, that are passionate about nutrition and health and wellness. And it's a way for them to volunteer to give back to their community. So the Master Food Volunteer Program is an online program. It is available. We have an application that you fill out. After you fill out the application, then we interview with you, make sure that this is something that you understand all of the aspects of it. And it's very similar to the Master Gardener Program that K-State University and Research and Extension does. Where the volunteer takes the training, commits so many hours to training, and then commits so many hours back to giving to the community. And so just like that, our volunteers go through a 40-hour training course, and then they donate back 40 hours back to the community under the guidance of myself and other agents in the district. Volunteers are working with youth and adults. They're sharing their experience and their knowledge that they've gained through the training, and also their experiences that they've had doing different programs. They can either participate in a class that I'm leading or someone else is leading related to nutrition, food safety, or health, or they can actually create their own class and help. One of the programs that we offer is a kitchen kids camp in the summer, and this would be a great way for those volunteers to be involved in that program.
No, that's great. I mean, and I was going to ask you that question. Is it any kind of relation to the Master Gardener Program? Because, you know, you've got the kind of similar name there. So I think that's great. And, you know, there's plenty of people out there who are, you know, big into cooking and are maybe interested in sharing and giving back. And so I think it sounds like a great program.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that are interested in it. And the training is going to be offered January 17th through February 25th. We are taking applications right now, and those need to be turned in by the 1st of December. And then we'll do the interview process. And as a volunteer, you would go through a background check. So that's something else that we do before the class starts. So to get that process underway, we need to have a little bit of time to do that. And once everything is approved and stuff, then you're accepted into the program. So there's a pretty serious commitment to it. We don't want everybody just taking the training and then not doing anything. So the follow through is what's important, and that's why we take a little bit of extra time and talk with people to make sure they understand everything that goes along with the program. The training is online, so it's a work at your own pace, but there are also going to be 3 days where we do hands-on training, where we're preparing food and doing a presentation, and the trainees will be actually teaching those classes. So there's a little bit of uniqueness in the situation that way. So, but those will be offered in different locations in the district, and I'm teaming up with Southwind and the Marietta Sands District to do that as well. And those trainings will be, we'll offer some travel. We'll travel together to those, so there won't be any cost to the participant for travel expenses either, so.
Oh, no, that's great. And I'm assuming some of this training is gonna go over like food safety, and then also nutrition will be kind of some of the focuses.
Yeah, we really get into it. So we talk about My Plate and all of the different food groups and delve into those in greater detail. There's information on food safety itself. There's information on food preservation. There's information on how to give presentations, how different cooking skills like baking, broiling, basting, marinating, all different kinds of things that you might do when you're preparing food at home. So there's a lot of really good information, and it goes into a lot of detail. So it's really for somebody that is extremely interested and wants to give back to their community.
Well, sure. And some of this information, you know, there's always research going on. And of course, I grew up with that food pyramid taped to the fridge, where it's like bread is like, you know, so huge on there, and whole grains and everything are still important. But I know there has been a little bit of changing in some of the recommendations and that sort of thing, as like you mentioned with the MyPlate.
Right. So MyPlate's been in existence since 2010. So it's been about 12 years now. But we focus on a 9-inch plate, and then making sure that your plate meets the your plate looks similar too. So half of your plate should be fruits and vegetables, and then a little bit under a fourth is meat or proteins, and then a little bit over a fourth is your whole grains, and then of course your dairy products on the side, so just like your glass of milk or your yogurt or whatever.
Yeah, that makes it easy to conceptualize and actually see, rather than looking at a pyramid.
And it's easy for children to see that too, so that's a great way, and we do have visuals of that available for people to use or to look at, so when we're teaching those kinds of classes. If they're interested in the Master Food Volunteer Program, they can get a hold of myself at phone number is 620-331-2690, or email me at haminer@ksu.edu. We also have the application available on our website, the Wildcat District website, so you can look at it there, and it should be posted, information should be posted on our Facebook page as well. So there's lots of different ways that they can find the information out. I'd be glad to answer any questions that anybody has about the program, and would love to get some people involved in that. I can have up to 15 people, and I have plenty of room right now for more people to join us. So.
No, that's great. And so after the actual training, what does the volunteering look like?
Yeah, so that's a great question. When we get into, if a person goes through the training and they have a particular project that they'd like to work on, we'll talk about that project, set up that project. If they want to teach that on their own, or if they aren't sure about doing something on their own, then they can work with me, and we can do different programs that I offer throughout the year. And again, like I said, a really easy one is the Kitchen Kids Camps. Last year we did 6 of those. They were 3 days long, and we needed 4 volunteers for each one of those classes. So if you add all 6 of those up, that's 24 people right there. So we have lots of opportunity for people to participate in ongoing programs. And then if there's something that they're very passionate about and they want to teach a class or do a presentation on that, I sure work with them to help them be able to do that.
And I think this is great, just because say you're someone who, you know, everyone has at least some sort of cooking ability, but it could be a wide range of people looking to get more proficient or just kind of perfect their skills, that sort of thing. Because the great thing about cooking is there's always room to grow, I feel like, and new things to learn and new techniques.
Right. There's always something changing or a new, like you said, a new technique, or we're learning about different kinds of foods now that our world is so much open to transportation, and we have access to so many more things than we did 20 years ago. So there's a lot of good knowledge to be gained and things to teach and speak about. The other thing that I want to make sure people understand is that this does not have to be a daytime thing. So if you're a working person and you want to participate in this program, the training is online. It's at your own pace. So you can do that in the evenings if you wanted to, or on the weekends. The programs that you present or help with could be during the evening or on a weekend. So there are opportunities for those people that are working that still want to give back to their community as well. And you know, the 4-H program is always looking for leaders to help with teaching younger children how to do basic cooking things. So that's another great way. And then you're volunteering not only to help the youth, but you're also helping out the Extension District and helping get the knowledge out to people.
Yeah, it's a great way to learn and to give back. So now, Holly, do you have any more upcoming classes you'd like to let us know about?
I do. I have two ServSafe training classes. ServSafe is the National Restaurant Association's approved food safety training, and there's a food handler class, which is going to be November 15th at 1 p.m. in Neosho at the Wilson Medical Center. Successfully completing the class and the exam will allow the participants to have a three-year certification, and that's a four-hour class. There is a fee to that, and they can call our office or go on to our website and find that information out as well. And then the other class is the food manager class, the ServSafe food manager class. That's a much more detailed class. It's 8 hours long. There is a registration requirement for both of these to be registered by November 7th. So that's coming up here in a couple weeks. So we want to make sure people get registered for that so they don't miss out. So November 15th is the food handler class. November 22nd is the food manager's class. Register by November 7th. The food manager's class will be held in Parsons, and it starts at 8 o'clock in the morning, and it is an 8-hour class, so it'll go through about 6 p.m. after the exam, and we do provide a meal for lunch for that. So call me if you have any questions about it. I'd love to speak with you about it. Both of those are great classes to take, and the food manager's class certificate is good for 5 years, and that's for people who are running or organizing or managing a food service establishment.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know. I was, of course, familiar with the food handler's card and everything, but yeah, I didn't know there was actually a next level of that, which makes sense.
Yeah, it's a lot more detailed, a lot more information in it, and it's a great class to have if you're managing those. I know Labette Community College did this for their food service workers in their cafeteria there at the college. So they all have the ServSafe certification.
No, that's great. And I know some people say, oh, well, why do we have to follow all these procedures? It's like, well, there's actually a reason for that. So
yeah,
we're trying to keep people well and safe and not get sick, because that always stinks.
That's right. You know, and in the last 20 to 30 years, there's been a lot of research done on food safety. And I talk about this when I talk with my food preservation classes as well. Our methods have changed, and the way that we handle food now, and how we prepare food and how long food can sit out, all of those things change and are important to make sure that we're following those regulations, because we don't want people to become ill. And, you know, bacteria doubles about every 15 to 20 minutes. So if you start with one, at the end of an hour, you have, 16.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and then it really starts to go fast when you get up in the higher numbers. So, you know, bacteria grows pretty quickly, and the more bacteria you have, the more likely you are to become ill. And so we want to make sure that people understand how to prevent bacteria from getting into our food. And then also, once the food is prepared, how to keep it safe after it's prepared, when it's being served, when it's received in the establishment, how it's cooked, cooking to the correct internal temperature. All those things are extremely important, not only for people that work in a food service establishment, but also for people in the home. You know, making sure that your poultry is always cooked to 165 degrees, those kinds of things we talk about in the class. And, you know, the food handler is a great one for anybody that also does potlucks or works in a church kitchen, serves food that way. So those are great classes to have. They're pretty inexpensive, and I love to teach them. And the more people we have in the class, the more involved the people are, and a lot more questions we answer, and people get a lot out of it. So
all good stuff. So Holly Miner, if anyone would like to get a hold of you, maybe sign up for some of these classes, how can they do that?
They can call me at 620-321-2690. So at the Wildcat Extension District office in Independence, or they can email me at haminer@ksu.edu.
All right. Well, it's great to meet you, Holly, and I look forward to having you on next time. And it's always I always learn something whenever I have you folks from K-State Research and Extension. It's always fun on a Wednesday.
Well, thanks for having me.
All right. We'll return with more. We have Open Line coming up here in just a few moments, and then we will also have our chat with the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce coming up here on the Mighty 690.